Chad Helusky or Mike Brown for bow and arrow or crossbow sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock, along with the new Browning and Savage Bolt Action slug guns. Over 54 varieties of 12-gauge slugs to choose from, along with every 16, 20, and 410 slug and buckshot combination. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and custom sight and service is available. Over 4 million rounds of ammo in stock from 22 short to 50 caliber. Everything for your hunting excursion from binoculars, slings, calls, scents, food, and mineral attractants. Get into action at Randy's Hunting Center, located at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 989-269-GUNS. That's 269-GUNS.
Receiver out wide, wing one, receipt one. Right back in the backfield, that has been a loose cover on right back. And off to number six, and loose right down the middle, has room to run. He has first down. He's in the hurry from the 40 to the 30. He is fast and high, brought down at the 25-yard line, deep in our reach territory, went to third and 20 in Nouvelle territory, all the way to a first and 10, practically into the red zone.
Yeah, the backbreaker for Harbor Beach right there. They had Nouvelle right where they wanted them, deep in their territory. Could have had an interception on that last play, but fastest player for Nouvelle was brought down by probably the fastest player on Harbor Beach, Eli Kraft.
And Bennett Lewis has close to 100 yards already. That was a 40-yard gain there. He has about 70 yards on the night. First and 10 for the Panthers at the Harbor Beach 26-yard line with 8:38 remaining. 7-0. The Panthers lead this one. Moving left to right across your radio are the blue and silver jerseys with silver helmets. Good turnout from both sides. Harbor Beach traveling in hordes of sun, as well as the Panthers. And the pitch out to number 6, Bennett Lewis. Harbor Beach read that point well, gained about 3 yards up to the 24-yard line, where he's kind of looks out of bounds for the second and 7.
He has a nice play, the career that was kind of caught on an island, the running back, quarterback, or first quarterback to pitch it in that. Was able to gain running for a minimal gain, and it'll be a 7, second and 8.
So, we apologize for our technical difficulties at the moment. We're going to try and figure it out at halftime. We're 7.5 minutes away from halftime here. Nouvelle leads 7-0 over Harbor Beach. Second 7 for Nouvelle. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, one in the backfield, leaving Bohalski. It's a house number 6, Bennett Lewis, right in the middle. Reed read it quite well, maybe a gain of 1 on 4 with Adam Stunt. And there's a late tackle, late hit on the Pirates. A flag goes up. That went from a great play to a unnecessary penalty for the Pirates, as being the result of a first down for the Panthers.
I see that. Who did that? Clark, you know?
I'm not exactly sure. I just saw the flag. I saw the jersey hit, and then the flag caught. And a personal foul
on Nouvelle.
So a personal foul on Nouvelle. That changes the story a little bit.
I saw Eli clap his hands there, and when you said Harbor Beach, just some differing opinions right there, but nonetheless, yeah, back him up 15 yards, and again, you know, Harvey situation here and third and about 20, I think.
They're back out to their 38-yard line. The first down marker is out at the 16-yard line.
Again, though, that potent offense, and man, they can put up 15, 20 yards a pop any time right now, and I think hopefully Harvey learned their lesson on that third and 20.
So it now brings up third and 23 for the Panthers. They're coming out with three men in the I formation, but there's a officials are talking this one over. I believe it's a issue with the clock. Not exactly sure what's happening. Officials are heading to the Harbor Beach sideline to talk this, and they're back. And they are, yes, they are adjusting the clock.
Okay.
And there is the signal, and the clock continues to run. Is at 7:18 in the second quarter. Nouvelle leading 7-0 with a third and 23 on their hands. This handoff to number 6, Bennett Lewis, right down the middle. Gains about 5 on the play, but he's about 17 yards short of the first down. Brings up fourth down for the Panthers.
Yeah, just a conservative play call there by Coach Boyd there from Nouvelle. And you know, got 4 or 5 yards there. Seeing if he could catch our... kind of a simple play right there, but going for it here, Carter.
They're in a very odd territory. They're up to 54 yards on Harbor Beach, and they are going to go for it, so they have trips left.
the quarterback was handed. Well, I guess I expect a strong here.
And a receiver to the right. And we have Mahomski in the backfield with Bennett Lewis. And there's the handoff. Excuse me, looking back past Mahomski, passing on to the rear side. And it's intercepted. Is that an interception? No. And sidetrack. It was an interception by number two, Travis Assmaker. And that was a fourth down, and he dropped. They've gotten the ball on the 30-yard line, but it's a touchback. Number two, Travis Assmaker, just trying to make sure that Duvall didn't score any more points, and he did just that, so Duvall offense off the field and interception to be in the end zone. Number two, Travis Assmaker, and now turnover down. Reach has the ball at the 20-yard line, 80 yards for the score. Moving right to left, rush to radio with 6:20 remaining in the second quarter. Duvall leads nothing.
Yeah, I guess better be safe than sorry. They're getting the interception right there. They're mighty close to going out on the 1 yard line there. But I never looked at the funny fucking
formation. The spread formation for the first time tonight. Kraft is going to keep this from himself rolling to his right side. Blue jersey all over, but he gained about 7 yards before being brought down at the 27-yard line. It's going to be a game of 7 on the quarterback for the far sideline as the clock continues to wind down.
Yep, another conservative play call there, but this is what you can get from our region at 5, 6, 7 yards. Hopefully, a pop and that, not really, not a big game like Duvall. I mean, they're going to try to run that clock down and that, kind of just know you just see, and hopefully for a big play here.
Second and a long three, probably second and four for the Pirates in the spread formation. Once again, Klasky in the backfield with Kraft. Kraft's going to keep this one for himself again. Jumps over the line and scouts to near the sticks at the third line. It's going to be close to the first down. No signs yet, but they are saying going to bring up third down. Third down is about a half a yard for the Pirates at their own 30-yard line. Gain of about two on the play from Kraft.
Yeah, it kind of looks like they're having some luck off the shotgun there, and that they might try to keep with that, you know, the rest of the 5 minutes here, the first half and leading into the second half here. But I'd expect they'd run under center here at third and one right now. A tricky situation considering how aggressive and how strong that Duvall defense will be here.
The wind is at their back, and they come out in the... Let's see, is that a wing tee to the right?
I think so.
And Kraft is under center, keeps this for himself, and he dives across. The first down marker has it by about a yard. He's out to the 31-yard line. First down for the Pirates, and they have a new set of downs to work with. At the 31-yard line with 4:50 remaining in the second quarter, it's first and 10 for the Pirates. 7-0 Duvall leads.
Yeah, I like that play there. Fake that dive. I think Duvall was really keying on that there. I mean, Sloan Klasky, the lead runner for Harbor Beach right there, kind of keying on him. Eli kept it in that, took her just outside the tackles in there, was able to pick up a big first down here. Clock keeps ticking, and they're back to spread here, Clark.
And the spread formation, Kraft in the backfield. And it's a handoff to number 45, Sloan Klasky. He hits the line of scrimmage and then some by about 3 more yards. He's out to about the 35-yard line at the gain of 4 for the Pirates with 4.5 minutes remaining in the first half.
Another conservative run there from Harbor Beach right there. Picking up 2-3 yards. Again, nothing flashy. Nothing flashy. We're seeing anything from here. From Harbor Beach right here. The 2nd and 7 right now. They're not going backwards, so I guess that's a...
And Tom's vocabulary says it all. Conservative play calling on both sides of the ball. Spread formation once again. Kraft keeping this one for himself to the left side. He has room to run. He's out to about the 42-yard line. Close to the first down marker. He has it by about a yard. That is a gain of about 8 when all is said and done. He's out to the 42-yard line. First down, Pirates.
Yeah, it was a nice play by Kruger there not to hold that defensive back there. I think if Eli wanted to cut it outside there, he would have done that, but that might have led to a holding call, but he kind of jumped over him there, was able to pick up the first down nonetheless.
And Harbor Beach offense starting to try and put together a drive. It's first and 10 at the 42-yard line with 3:45 remaining as the clock is continuing to wind down. Duvall leads 7-0 over the Pirates. Spread formation once again for Kraft in the shotgun. Rolls to his right, looking back to pass. He does so. Complete to number 81, gain of about 6 on the play. Number 81 for
Tom Sutherland.
That's Tom Sutherland, the 196-2 tight end senior for the Pirates. Gain of about 6 on the play, brings up 2nd and 4 near midfield at the 47-yard line of their own territory.
Yeah, big target for Harbor Beach right there. More of a blocking tight end, though, I think Schelke has kind of implemented him to be. But nonetheless, good catch right there, and a 2nd and 4 right here for Harbor Beach. Another 5-6 yards, plugging down the field.
So it brings up 2nd and 6 for the Pirates, and this is a keeper. And not much going there. It looks like he lost about a yard on the play. Brings up 3rd and 7 now after Kraft lost a yard on the last play.
yeah, it was a high snap to begin with there, and I don't think the defense was fooled.